Hey guys, welcome to the bonus episode of the B-Side. We got Andy back here. Jay had to go. He had to go do
take care of his father. Kids.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Crazy. Oh, but we are blessed to have Andy back with us today. So wanted to continue into a new discussion, Andy. And for those of you who don't know, Andy has been part of KCPC CCPC as kind of when they're more closely in together,
like
KCPC, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. For the past, what, like 35? Fast long time, right?
Like, why do you have to put a number on?
Sure. Yeah. You're what, like 25, something like that? Yeah. No, but so, and you've been here for such a long time. At least you've seen CCPC from eyes length or hands length distance away, right? So what are some things you've noticed over the years that have changed and maybe some things that have stayed the same throughout those times?
Right. I think, you know, kind of coming from being at CCPC right out of high school, right? Like, again, when it was still kind of KCPC-EM, you know, the things I think what I saw back then, it would obviously be really different in the sense of like, it's now been about 20 years since, you know, we were in that stage of like church. For me, a lot's changed, you know, in terms of just the vision of the church, I think has been something that's, you know, that's definitely changed in the sense of like, I still remember like back then, I mean, it was a simple vision, right? I remember distinctly, like, I think the KCPC vision was like to know God and to make him known. Hmm. And to be honest, I don't know what the vision is. That's not a statement, but yeah. I literally just don't know. but I think, what I've seen kind of change, yes, people have come and gone, but I think the community has been pretty consistent in the sense of like, I think for me, it still feels like, I know we're a pretty big church, but it's still, at least to me, it still feels like a small church. Mm. It still feels like what we were when we were, you know, still at the old KCPC, you
Vienna
know,
campus.
Hanging out in the balcony. And I still get that. And, you know, part of that is not necessarily from anyone else. I feel like that's, you know, like, I feel like that's part of the responsibility of, right, our community as an individual myself, like being a part of it and making it feel like less corporate than you would sure. think from like a very large church. And sure. I'm sure not a lot of people necessarily think like that of CCPC, right? Mm-hmm. But to me, you know, I still feel, I mean, I feel like an adult here as well, but I still feel like I'm 20 here, right? There's so many people.
But you're
here.
Not. Right?
It's only been 5 years.
Yeah. Right?
But like, I think for me, the thing that I love is still feeling like I'm like, early mm-hmm. on, right? Like, I still feel like I'm like in my early 20s or in high school sometimes. I'm in this community being cared for. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know, I get to be that for other people in this community as well, right? And so for me, that cycle is something that has not changed. Mm-hmm. And I say that in a very positive way. And I think that's more because of just what I learned growing up here. I think, again, we had such really great, for me at least, like older brothers and sisters who invested in me, not directly per se, but like just even from being around. And I was able to glean a lot of wisdom and a lot of how to be a part of a community and sure. a part of a team. You know, that's something I learned from CCPC and Coach K.
I'll bring it back.
But I think for me that's right. Like for me, that's the most beautiful part of this church is that as big as we are relatively, like we can still make it feel very small.
So that's interesting that you mentioned that over the years, kind of the soul feels the same. I'm wondering, what do you think makes it so that the soul feels the same? Because it must be some part of the people, but if you think about it, what CCPC looks like now versus 30 years ago, I'm sure is almost like 90% different, right?
Right.
So what do you think causes this mentality or soul, I guess, of the church to maintain?
Again, I think it's based on the foundation of like this still being about like the community, you know, and we could say that's about any church, right? Like there are people who've come and gone and been hurt or, you know, whatever. And not to minimize that, but it's like, man, like I can only speak personally in the sense of like, it wasn't like there were so many people who came and like, were just like nice to me for the sake of being nice, sure. Right? Like I'm not sure that it works that way. But for me, I think the soul came from the fact that like, there were so many people who were willing to love on people. And even if it were just one or two people, like for me, I was able to glean from that and be able to like, feel like, oh, like I am loved. And through that, I was able to reciprocate, you know, and it became a cycle of that for myself of like serving the youth,
right.
Or, you know, taking part in different like parts of the community. Mm-hmm. So there obviously there isn't anyone that's probably been there like since the beginning. But for me, I think the spirit lies in obviously the spirit of community that we have here. And kind of going off of it, like actually doing something about it, like having seen like people invest, like I understand now, like, okay, like it's not just about like taking it in, but seeing it, like seeing the fruits by going and kind of reciprocating that with others.
Sure.
Right.
So is the reason why you joined youth because you had a positive youth experience as well, or is it different?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think for me, you know, like the youth side was so different than what it is now,
sure,
right?
Yeah,
like the KCPC side was so different. But I think being able to, yeah, kind of like what I was saying before of just being like getting to be someone in their life that I wanted or needed when I was that age is always something that like I want to dig into and like I feel like that's what part of my just like that's what my heart is for, right? Yeah. Like because I feel like, man, those years were so like formative for the foundation of where I am in terms of like my faith, where I am in terms of just who I am as an adult now. Not to say like I'm just like this great, amazing person, but you know, even in spite of a lot of flaws of who I am, like I get to still be a vessel more than simply like someone that should be looked up to or something. You know
sure.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So for me, it's like, again, this aspect of team of like, hey, like, yeah, you know, like it's like, hey, like in a sports team or basketball team, like someone may not be a great shooter or someone's not just good at some roles, but they are good in other parts, right? They hustle or they can do something, rebound or whatever. And in that same way, you know, I come with like knowing, hey, like I'm not great at a lot of things. I'm not necessarily a great person or a good person, but at the same time, like, you know, I'm allowed to be this vessel. I'm still allowed to be a part of this and grow from it and learn as well as, hey, like, especially for youth, right? Like we're investing in our future community, right? Like we're investing in people who will be like perhaps in our CG one day or journey group or whatever, you know, and to be able to be a part of that is something that's so beautiful for me.
Definitely. What are some ways you think you manifest that into your relationship with your youth students and just like things that you're doing to help show that to them?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Like, I think just again, trying to, again, think of it as like, hey, this is my community, right? Mm. Like they're not just
like some student.
Like students, yeah. Right? They're mm-hmm. like, hey, like we're all part of this
right.
church. And I think approaching it like that has been something that's helped me, again, understand like that's all we want, right? Like we want this community. We want this community to grow. We want this community to be like something sustainable. And to be a part of that simply by like being there, sure. right? And like just being someone to them. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, and trusting in, right, the message more than the messengers, right? Like, for me, has always been part of like, I just want to be a part of that. Like, sure. I just want to be a part of the team, you know? And to be able to do that on a weekly basis, again, in spite of, you know, who am I, right? Like, is always humbling. It's always, and it's like, it's what makes sense of like what this kingdom building thing sure. is, right? Like, because again, if we were only able to serve youth, for instance, being just perfect and being just great human beings, mm-hmm. Which obviously I am not at all, then nothing would get done. That's right. You know what I mean? And so it's always just this idea of like show up, be there. Has always been like, because people showed up from, you know, like yeah. like people showed up in my life and I saw that and I was able to be a part of this community now for 30 years, you know? And if we can do that, like even for someone that's just been here for a long time, like if we can do that for the future college kids and community, like then why not, you
sure.
know? And so for me, that's been kind of a driving force.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I think one of the things I see at CCPC that we start to struggle in, honestly, is as we get older past Bridges age, it gets harder to get that top the pouring out relationship into us, right? So like, you know, but when we were in youth group, we had the Bridges age people to pour into us. How do you think we should be better ministering to, you know, the late 20s, early 30s, 40s, single, married, in a way that kind of matches your philosophy that you're saying for the youth and a whole church aspect?
Yeah. I think, like, I've always been under this philosophy of like, just show up, right? Like be there, like take part in just like each other's lives, sure. right? Like, I think as you get older, you know, I'm, you know, almost 40, you know, and, you know, I'm not married, I don't have kids, and there's not many people like that at this age anymore, right? I can think of maybe two or three people like my age, versus like, you know, like it's easy when you're in your 20s, everyone's not married and everyone's sure. like kind of single and whatever. But like, for instance, Jay's one of my closest friends, married, two kids. And so I don't really get to see him too much. But at the same time, it's like we should, you know, just show up, be in each other's lives.
Right.
Like, and not, I think part of it is like, if you're not, like, you can't just wait for like things to come your way, right? Like you can't expect, like, I think all the pastors say it all the time, is like, don't expect them to be your best friend. If you're looking for a best friend or you're looking for a friend, you know, go out into this community and, you know, be a part of it and trust that, you know, again, trust in the message, right? Like trust in that, like this community, if it's centered on the things that it's supposed to be centered on,
sure.
like you're going to have something to connect on and grow with, right? Like, you know, me and Jay, for instance, you know, we didn't necessarily immediately connect on basketball, right? Like our connection was the youth group, our church, right? Like, and through that, we found out all these other things. But I would be able to say like, all right, like Jay is a prime example of like how I feel like our community's can grow, right? Like Jay came into our youth group new. Like he came in like 10th grade. So we had already had like some established friends, like, and those kind of things. But Jay, like, he just kept showing up. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, we're like 10th grade. We're like, we're not nice to anybody like that, right? But in spite of that, like, we got connected because of the community, right? Like, he kept showing up. And it, you know, his personality is so different from mine or like our other friends, right? But at the same time, it's like, you realize, like, even at that age, right, we were able to realize, okay, like, hey, okay, like, we can make it work, you know? And it's the same way in the community, right? Like, the church, you can't just expect, like, people to, like, make your life, like, better. It kind of goes both ways. If it's not there for you, like, you know, you don't just like quit and try to find another community or different church, right? Like, it's like, hey, like I've always felt like, man, like, you're here, like, go for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, don't just sit around and expect things to go well for anyone, right? Sure. Like, I didn't get to establish relationships from simply just sitting and waiting for people, right?
Right.
And that's not to like bash on those like kind of people like who just kind of sit, but you know, like what do you expect? You
know?
Like, so it's always just been, you know, like faith without deeds is dead, kind of like that idea of like, man, you gotta act like as a response.
Sure. So it's interesting because when you're talking about the youth, we kind of almost instill in them that they can expect someone to reach out to them because that is what we do for their ministries, right? So up through college, post-college. So what do you think makes that distinction for students leaving college, leaving youth group, that would allow them to come to the understanding that, oh, there won't be these people there who, or I shouldn't expect for these people to be there? And maybe how did you come to your own conclusions that you need to make intentional efforts to make those relationships?
Yeah, I think I learned early on in the sense of like, I didn't really learn that as a student myself.
Sure.
But I think I learned seeing like serving the youth for a long time and those kind of things. What I've seen is, I guess for lack of a better word, like entitlement, right? Like, and again, I'm not thinking of anyone specifically, but like, I think once we kind of like what you were saying of like, we give like so much and expect nothing in the sense of like investing in our community. Like if we just want to continue to just give and give and give, that's how people, you know, burn out. That's how people, you know, get tired you know, that goes both ways, right? That's why you don't see a lot of like teachers who last for a long time, but then also you don't see a lot of students like come back for a long time either, because it's just like there's both just so much like, one-sided, right? Like you're either giving too much or taking too much.
Sure.
And so just this idea of like, man, reciprocation and understanding, like, again, that this aspect of community is the only real way to like sustain like going forward. Like, and that's how I see it.
Yeah. Makes sense. So are you in a CG right now?
I am.
Okay.
I'm kind of in two.
Oh, kind of. Is it the youth group one?
The youth group one. And then I have Bridges. Like an Upper Bridges one.
Okay.
So I show up when we have outings. Mm-hmm. Does that count?
Yeah, it counts. It counts. It's community group, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I should know. I'm a CG leader. So. Okay. So is this the first year you've been in a little bit or have you been?
Yeah, it's been a first in a while.
Okay. Yeah.
Again, there's a lot of like, for me, it's not an excuse per se. I think this is just an explanation of where I'm at. Like there's been a lot of things that have happened this year, whether it's work or personal, that kind of made it really difficult to sustain, from not doing it, like other like aspects of like community.
Sure.
I think especially during the pandemic, you know, I kind of like kept to myself and did my own thing and, you know, there was definitely a lack of accountability. There was definitely a lack of just yeah, wisdom coming my way. And sure. I think I missed that. And so this year has kind of been a little bit better in that regard of like, you know, I think especially being a youth group teacher for so long, you always think like, I always felt like I have to be the one that like talks, or I have to be the one that like makes things make sense. And those, you know, there's always been that weird like burden. But I think this year has helped in kind of, again, reciprocating, right? Like receiving and giving. And that balance has really helped kind of, especially in the past like month or two, I think more so than any other time, really helped with kind of centering what this relationship with God would be like, sure, right? Sure. Like it's, you know, we could sit around and just wait for God to like provide and make life better. But, you know, if that were the case, like, you know, what would even be the purpose, right? Like, and so understanding that through this community has really helped, again, in my development. And I could say that honestly, just even the past like month and a half, like even more so. Yeah.
That's awesome. So you talk a lot about lessons learned and I guess you're, you know, short 25 years here on earth. but I wanted to ask if you had any particular story, great story that, you know, you really saw God and God saw you through a certain time maybe, and especially some lesson that you got from that experience.
Right. Yeah. I think for me, more than a specific story, I think it's just the sustained like faithfulness through just what I remember CCPC as,
sure,
as a youth group student to what it is now. You know, my life has not necessarily been like crazy up and down in any way. But there's definitely been days and months and weeks and years where it's just been almost, you know, in a sense, like in the desert. And yet, you know, even being given the opportunity to serve in the youth or be a part of a CG or, you know, even little things like that. When I look at it, even now, like I'm so thankful that like there aren't like those kind of rules and laws that make me kind of pariahed or shunned in a sense, you know. And so I'm always, more than just a specific moment, it's just these random reminders of God's faithfulness. Like every time I'm reminded, like even in spite of who I am,
right,
all the mistakes, all the different things that have occurred in my life, like there's always just moments where I'm like, okay, well, I have to like look at it and I have to approach it in thankfulness, because if not, like it's gonna, you know, these moments, these good and bad moments, if I just look at it from my own perspective, like, you know, like I'm gonna get tired. I'm gonna like get mad. I'm gonna get angry. And so it's just being reminded that I'm so thankful that I have these communities, like even, you know, for me personally, right? Like having a conversation with someone, like I had a conversation with someone last week, and just, you know, talking about accountability in my life and those kind of moments, someone I've known for a long time, but, you know, like we haven't really had a lot of like conversations. Sure. And even those moments, like, I'm just like, man, like I'm so thankful that I had this community, because, you know, there were conversations that probably wouldn't have been like occurring from someone that I've kind of known for even 4 or 5 years, right? Sure. Like it's just the sustained, I've known him for like 20, 30 years. And yet, like, we were able to have these kind of conversations because of this community.
Sure.
And in those moments, I'm so thankful, like, that I'm still able to be here and be a part of this community, and that I have people who I can care for, but also care for me, right? Like, and so it's always just kind of being in a posture of thankfulness that these moments of grace are like even more beautiful,
right?
Right. And so, yeah, I look at these opportunities, you know, again, you can look at it in two different ways, right? You can look at it negatively or positively. And I think I'm just always constantly reminded to approach it positively, or else like it's just going to eat at you. What good does that do?
Sure,
you
know, sure. So. I think one thing that strikes out to me about your story is just the consistency, not in necessarily specific people, but kind of in the community that you've been able to cultivate in CCPC, but just as Christians. And sorry, we have a CG plan, so that it's a little bit of interruption, but it's fine. But yeah, and just seeing how people have worked through in your life through all this time. So talking about your experience at Christ Central, I just want to ask if you have any, just what's your favorite memory you have at CCPC over the last 20x years? You know, any like fun moments you had? I guess it doesn't have to be your favorite, but just something that makes you laugh. You know, your experience with your friends, you know, Jane, Jay, all these people, Q, you know, and you know, you have so much time here. And it seems like you've enjoyed your time so at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can't think of a specific memory right
off
the top
of my
head. It's
hard, right, to just come up these,
like,
these.
This was not a part of the plan here.
I'll send it to you next time.
That's a fun memory.
Trip, I think, whiskey, I don't know.
Like, there's, man, that's tough. Like, every, you know, everything's.
I'll keep making fillers. Come on, you just.
Yeah. Just like
I'll tell
give
a joke.
Examples. Give me examples. Like, what is your favorite memory?
My favorite memory of CCPC. I really liked when I think it might have been Pastor Hank's goodbye, like dinner, or it was back at our old campus. We did like talent shows. I don't know if you remember those, but
yeah,
my parents danced to Wonder Girls, or my dad did, and I still remember that.
That's my favorite memory.
Okay, good. And it's still ingrained in my head because there's a video on YouTube somewhere. So, and it was they're not very good.
You know, yeah, I know it sounds horrible. I really don't have memories like I it's just like specific random moments that I'm just like happy to see someone I could think of like retreats you know,
going to folk with a tribe of people force of people
just like a collection of memories and it sounds so lame, but like I really think like all those little moments add up to like one big memory, right? Sure. Like I'm just like reminded of like, you know, when we didn't have a pastor, right? Mm-hmm. Like I still remember like that one dude from Vienna Presbyterian, like who came like every week. Mm-hmm. I just remember thinking like, man, what is going on?
Yeah,
here?
But at the same time,
it's just like those kind of memories like to now where we have like established people in those positions now. It's like
a little bit,
pretty
right?
crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember a pastor reciting Britney Spears lyrics during, you know, I think it was Lucky. And I remember thinking like, okay, like they're hip to it. This was, you know, in the mid 2000s. Wasn't like last week, sure. right? Like, so... why is that my memory?
It's a good memory.
I remember thinking.
You remember the sermon over 20 years.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember too much. I've had a lot of concussions in my life, but I remember even where I was when I started hearing Lucky, right? Uh-huh. Like when he started saying the lyrics, I was like, oh my goodness.
Were you sitting in the balcony?
The first row of the balcony. Yep. Like
I remember those.
Yeah, exactly. Even just getting there and sitting in those seats, like, and kind of, I remember we had a choir back then, like, those little things kind of add up to like, man, like I have only good memories.
So coming out to the end of our time, I wanted to ask what hopes you have for the futures of CCPC, of its members, of the church as a whole. How do you want to see us grow as a church?
Yeah, I mean, if I could connect it to like that Duke thing I was talking about, you know, I think continuing to adapt and continuing to kind of just understand like the community, understanding like where we at, and just I think having not like keeping it about the community, keeping it about, you know, again, Christ-centered versus like, you know, like what kind of theatrics can we do? Like what, you know, like what kind of things are like modern churches doing? Like, but to focus really just continue to focus on like the mission, right? Like to go. And like for me, I believe in that future in this church, right? And I still believe in that direction. And, you know, in spite of all the changes that can occur, like I think having that makes me hopeful, right? Like I believe in the people that are placed here, that will be placed here. And going forward, like that's what keeps me going, right? Like I believe in like the leadership, right? More so because I believe in who the leadership believes in, right? And so for me, it's as long as we keep it about that and you know, what can you say, right? So yeah.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate you sharing. Appreciate your wisdom in the years that you spent at Christ Central. I can't wait for the next 25 or so years. Man. Yeah, we'll see what those look like, right? But thanks again for coming, Andy, for this bonus episode. As after already talking for an hour about Duke, appreciate it. And hope you enjoyed your time. But see you guys next time.
Thank you.